Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In the United States today, only about 20% of motorcycle owners are women. And even that's a dramatic rise in ownership over the past decade or so. But nearly a century ago, a Black woman was paving the way, if you'll forgive the pun, for other women riders. Bessie Stringfield. In the 1930s, a time when women hadn't even had the right to vote for very long, Stringfield toured the country riding solo and supported herself performing stunts along the way. Not much is known about her early childhood. She was born in 1911 in the American Southeast, perhaps North Carolina. She received her first motorcycle from her mother at age 16, a 1928 Indian Scout, though she didn't yet know how to ride. Before the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Anne Farrar, a journalist and the author of Stringfield's biography, titled African American Queen of the Road. Farrar said, quote, "God taught her how to ride in a dream." However she learned, it wouldn't have been easy. A 1928 Scout probably weighed over 700 pounds or 300 kilos, and Stringfield was only about 5'5", and that's around 1.6 meters tall. You have to be pretty fit to handle a bike that big, especially when you don't have the leverage that a little bit more height gives you. But in 1930, at the age of 19, Stringfield took off on that Scout on her first solo tour, a ride without any route or destination planned. She tossed a coin over a map and rode to the location where it landed. And she did this without the benefit of today's interstate highway systems of neatly paved roads, nor did she have roadside service if something broke down. She had to be both rider and mechanic, and contend with that heavy Scout on gravel and sand. At the time, it was very rare for women to ride, and she was a Black woman traversing the Jim Crow South, pre-civil rights era. Farrar said that Stringfield faced discrimination along the way, and was turned away from motels and forced to sleep on her bike instead, neither easy nor comfortable. She was threatened on occasion, and one time was intentionally run off the road by a white man in a pickup truck. Farrar said, Bessie's superpower was her ability to not focus on struggle, but rather in how she reacted to each situation and each individual. Bessie was too modest to see herself as particularly special. That first ride at age 19 was only the beginning of her two-wheeled independence. Between the 1930s and her death in 1993, Stringfield wound up riding solo across the United States in 8 separate trips, the first woman to ever do so. She supported herself by performing motorcycle stunts at fairs, including the Wall of Death, in which a large wooden cylinder is constructed, and while viewers watch from the top, motorcyclists ride so fast that they climb the vertical walls. Stringfield also competed in flat track races, riding over oval dirt tracks. One story recounts how she was denied prize money after removing her helmet and revealing that she was a woman. She even used her riding talents in service to her country, a country that was still segregated. As a civilian courier in the early 1940s during World War II, she carried mail and documents between bases for the U.S. Army. She was the only woman in an all-black unit. By the 1950s, Stringfield settled in Miami, where she became a licensed practical nurse and founded the Iron Horse Motorcycle Club. She was known around town for riding her bike to work and church. Though, according to a feature in the June 1996 issue of American Motorcyclist magazine, she was initially given a hard time by local police. She went to see the captain, who challenged her to a series of tricks and figure eights, which she performed with ease. Stringfield got her license and the harassment stopped. She eventually became known as the Motorcycle Queen of Miami. During her six decades of riding, Stringfield owned 27 Harley-Davidson motorcycles and rode more than a million miles, hitting all 48 of the continental United States, a plus one on motorcycle trips in Brazil, Europe, and Haiti. While Stringfield may not appear to have had a direct influence on the civil rights movement, she perhaps unknowingly empowered those around her. Farrar said, "Bessie made an impression on people in her community who were proud of her and always pleased to see this independent black woman on a Harley riding around town." Farrar met Stringfield in 1990 at the American Motorcycle Association's Motorcycle Heritage Museum. Stringfield was 79 years old and part of the inaugural exhibit Women in Motorcycling, and Farrar was then a newly minted biker. The two women became friends, and Stringfield asked Farrar to write her biography. Farrar recorded numerous conversations with Stringfield during her final 3 years, so she could help others recognize her achievements. In the year 2000, the American Motorcycle Association began giving the Bessie Stringfield Award to women leaders in motorcycling. And in 2002, Bessie was inducted posthumously into the Motorcycle Hall of Fame. The writer of the article that this episode is based on, Charisse Cunningham, is a woman motorcyclist herself. I don't ride. The things in this episode about the physical difficulty of riding are from her. I wanted to end this one quoting Charisse on why she wrote this piece. She said, "Stringfield was a rule breaker, an icon, an adventurer, a free spirit who managed to live her life on her own terms. I never gave much consideration to the fact that had it not been for the bravery and boldness of someone like Stringfield, I might not be able to zip around relatively unscathed on America's highways as a woman. Learning her story has made an indelible impression on me, and I don't think I'll ever be able to sit astride my Harley again without thinking of all she gave me and countless other women of any race who enjoy riding with knees in the wind." Today's episode is based on the article Hidden History on Two Wheels, The Story of Bessie Stringfield, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Charisse Cunningham. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound. sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.